Aircheckdownloads.com.
Okay then. Right, it's 9:36 and you are listening to XFM. Now we have just under half an hour left to go of the XFM breakfast show. A little bit coming your way before 10, certainly, to just see us out. But ahead of that, here's Matt with the last. This is it, man. This is the.
Oh, this is my last.
This is the final ever music news. Make it count is all I'm going to say.
Well, I will make it count because I've just found out in the past few minutes that Muse have announced some new arena tour dates. What are you playing that music for? So big news for Muse fans this morning. They're going to play the O2 Arena on the 11th and 12th of April next year. Trying to hard to sound upbeat over this. it follows the release of their number one album, Drones, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In June of this year.
Yeah.
So the Libertines did a no-show last night at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Yes.
People were waiting there for hours.
Was it 11 o'clock they did?
11:30.
11:30.
So they finally sorted themselves out to make some sort of PA announcement.
Yeah.
That the gig had been postponed due to a medical situation.
At least that is a proper reason, unlike Axl Rose's reason for not coming on till midnight at gigs, which was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 The Secret of the Ooze backstage. Yeah, that's what we learned.
At least they didn't say that.
Yeah.
And people were angry, understandably. They threw pints onto the stage and stormed out.
The bar was still open at that time.
Yeah, but they stormed out and they will be an announcement that they're going to rearrange that gig, but we're not sure what the medical situation is.
I think we
people
can hazard,
are worrying hazard about
guess.
Pete.
Yeah. Well, right.
People are worrying about the state of Pete.
But the album's still out today, right?
The album, Anthems for Redeemed Youth, their first album in 10 years, is out today. Yeah. Also, Pete Doherty's prison notebook is out. It's like a companion piece to your memoirs, John, I think.
Yes, what's the book? A portrait of an idiot. What a double bill.
Yeah,
a portrait of an idiot as a young man, available now on Amazon right now. If you go there and click and order it right now, you mean? Because it's the end of XFM and I've got mouths to feed.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Yeah. Yours is a much more reasonably priced than his.
Thank you very much.
His tales from his time in Wandsworth Prison, where he was sent there for stealing things from his own bandmate's flat.
That's right.
Carl Brandt. They cost £4,000 each, these books.
£4,000? I tell you what, my book is much cheaper than that on Amazon.
Yeah, it is. And REM from...
Have you bought it yet?
Haven't passed it. No, I did go to a bookshop and they didn't have it. What more can I do?
That's because it's sold out.
I mean, yeah, because it's sold out. Just one other thing. REM frontman Michael Stipe has been having a go at Donald Trump for using the band's music in his presidential campaign. They used It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Really?
Yeah, which one of his rallies in Washington. Stipe and REM bass player Mike Mills have tweeted a statement calling Trump sad, attention grabbing, and power hungry, saying, "Do not use our music for your moronic charade of a campaign."
Nice.
Thank you, Matthew. The final ever music news. I'm guessing you can find more information for what? About the next 24 hours before it shuts at xfm.co.uk. As mentioned, Muse have announced arena dates. This is Psycho. Muse, Psycho, XFM. It's not over yet. Just over 15 minutes to go.
Everything is about to change.
From Monday, September 21st, XFM becomes...
Radio X. You'll still be able to tune in on 104.9 FM in London. And soon, you'll be able to hear us right across the UK. All you'll need to do is rescan your digital radio.
It's coming. Monday, September 21st, 6:30 AM.
Radio X. Get into the music. The XFM Breakfast Show.
XFM.
X.
So, this is it. This is the end. This is the end of the XFM Breakfast Show. Forever. This is the final time that we'll speak. And I just want to take a moment to remember those, in all seriousness, that have gone before, and turned the XFM Breakfast Show, into the, I guess, the cult legend, that it became. And this is all down to these people. Tom Binns, Lauren Laverne, Christian O'Connell, Sean Keaveney, Alex Zane, Dave Berry, and Danny Wallace. It has been a privilege to broadcast in their shoes. It has been an honour. We've carried the torch for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years, and I am genuinely humbled by your incredible response to the show, certainly over the last week, and as I say, it was a privilege broadcasting for you every morning. The most important part of every radio show, of course, is simply its listeners, and that is you. And I mean this absolutely sincerely, you have been the best listeners in the world on this, and thanks very much. We are off to do all this again at weekends for you on the new Radio X. Saturdays and Sundays, come and join us. But from XFM Breakfast, forever, with me, John Holmes, Matt, Dave and Simon, we all thank you, and goodbye.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Welcome to you if you're new to the XFM Breakfast Show. And again, it's not like Heart or Capital.
You won't see us advertised on bus stops.
No, you won't get any out of it.
We rely on word of mouth recommendations. So,
Gwyneth Paltrow has a steam cleaner.
Yes.
For her uteral area. James Corden and Emily Blunt, hello.
Hello.
How are you both?
I love XFM.
Good morning, Stu. What is your trust issue?
I don't trust anyone wearing a hat whilst driving.
Russell Brand, welcome.
Hello, mate.
You've been busy, haven't you? Our guest this morning, Simon Pegg. Good morning, Simon Pegg.
Good morning.
Martin Freeman still with us.
Hello.
I saw your Christmas jumper.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dave's mum listens. Val, I've just made friends with her on Facebook.
Morning, Matthew.
What? Let me hear it for Winter Wonderland! Spotted, Matt, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. This is a manly musk off you, Gerard Butler. That's what there is.
Actually, you have beautiful lips.
You don't get that over on Absolute Radio, do you? No. Tell us what your connection is with Blur.
Well, I was Big Susie, the prostitute, in the coffee and TV video.
Mr. John Holmes is blindfolded, ready to fire tennis balls at intern Charles.
Oh, yes. Frank Turner, the mighty Frank Turner, to give him his full name.
My mighty?
Mighty. Who would you eat and why? It's Ricky Gervais, good morning.
Thank you.
Where's the claps?
We don't do that. No, stop it! It's not bloody capital! Hello, Hugh Jackman, still with us. Got your XFM video there.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that is awesome.
Listen to this. This is producer Dave running through electric wires.
Just
and that should give us all something to think about. We discovered that producer Simon does a rather good Frank Spencer impression. It goes a little bit like this.
Hello, John.
Are you the Helen that first had a go at John's leather jacket that he wore on stage that time?
I am, yes.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Friends forever, BFFs, that's us. Yo, Suchet! Paul Rudd, welcome to XFM.
XFM is great. Every other station in the world sucks.
AirCheckDownloads.com.